Welcome to the Getting Comfy with Christ podcast. Getting Comfy with Christ is a space for imperfect people seeking a perfect Savior. Together, we'll explore what it looks like to grow from our mistakes, stay rooted in God's Word, and discover the comfort that comes from truly knowing Jesus Christ.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Getting Comfy with Christ. I'm so happy that you're here with me today, and I'm very excited for the topic that we're going to be talking about. I feel like I always use excited for my intros, but I don't know what other word to use. I'm very excited. But I also want to apologize because I had a super cool episode planned for Sunday, and we ran into some technical difficulties with having to use two mics, and then one of the mics did not we used one mic and one mic didn't pick me up as well. It was just all this different stuff. And my camera did not catch both of us correctly. So I am either working on hopefully fixing that episode or maybe re-recording it. But anyways, I am so happy that we are finally here and getting an episode recorded. It felt like definitely there was things being thrown at me from every which way, but it is what it is. So today's topic, we're going to be talking about grace. And this was a hard topic for me to honestly understand and grasp. So I am a little nervous talking about it, but you know what? That's okay. I'm not going to get emotional. I think that's why I'm nervous. I was nervous to film a podcast about grace because it makes me a little bit emotional just because I think it's so powerful. And I think today in our modern day age, a lot of people like to make grace look like weakness or make it look like it's a pass. And I think it's something that is extremely powerful that our salvation is built upon. And I think it's a powerful, powerful tool that a lot of us maybe misconstruct as a weakness, and it's not. So that's why it's kind of hard for me to talk about, because I used to see it as a weak, kind of hand in hand with forgiveness. Like, oh my gosh, if you're just super forgiving or you just have a lot of grace with people, like you're letting them walk all over you. And I really don't think that that's the case with grace, because if that was the case, then we could just say that we're walking all over God, and all of us know that that's not the case, right? I feel like an example I'm always pulling from, and it's just because I feel like I have learned a lot in my faith journey with my marriage and being pushed in those uncomfortable spots that Jesus wants me to get better in, has a lot to do with my marriage and learning how to be more graceful with people, more forgiving. I don't know why they don't put that on the fine print when you get married, because I feel like that's pretty obvious that you're going to have to be more forgiving whenever you get married to someone, but that's not something that they like tell you when you get married. So a good example is like with me and Nick, I feel like there's a lot of habits that I want Nick to fix. And there's a lot of habits maybe that he wants me to fix. I'm not just picking on him. This is just, like I said, my personal example. But there were things like, and I kind of shared in last podcast, we got married and it felt like a switch had just flipped and everything was going crazy downhill and we didn't understand what was going on. Well, it really was because we had a lack of forgiveness and grace for each other. We weren't being graceful in those areas to understand, hey, I'm married to an imperfect person. What can I really expect except for them to slip up? Like, not that you're excusing anything that maybe they're doing wrong, but that you need to be okay with your partner messing up because they're an imperfect person. And you are as well. You're putting two sinful people together in a relationship, in a sacred marriage and relationship, and you're expecting them to be perfect, and that's just not how it's going to work. At least that's how it was for me. I was expecting us, not to have any problems, but I wasn't expecting to have to be so forgiving and so graceful. I thought if I said, hey, you need to fix that, and that needs to be fixed, and I don't like that, it would be fixed, and okay, now we can move on. Well, that's not how things really work. I think whenever you have been a single person for a long time and you've built these habits that you're used to doing, and all of a sudden you get married and, you know, those habits are not working for your married life now, you're having to adjust, that can include a lot of grace. You're going to have to give your partner a lot of grace and forgiveness. And I think that Satan tries to tempt us and say, well, are you sure you want to be lenient with them? Are you sure you want to give them a free pass? I mean, they've done this twice now. Okay, well, you need to think about it as, okay, do I deserve grace whenever I've sinned? You can't expect God to be graceful with you when you're not willing to be graceful with other people or forgive other people. And so that was kind of a rude awakening that I had to have, because with me and Nick, I could feel the Holy Spirit convicting me and basically saying like, well, or, you know, I would pray to God and say, well, God, I've forgiven him so many times for, you know, this, or I've forgiven him so many times for this, or I feel like I've been so graceful for this. And I don't think he really deserves like me. I don't think he deserves my grace. I don't think he deserves my forgiveness. And every single time I could feel the Holy Spirit clocking me and saying, like, do you deserve grace? Do you deserve forgiveness for the things that you've done? Do you deserve my grace and forgiveness? Okay, well, I think we know the answer to that one. Sometimes I'm using my marriage because I feel like marriage is like a really good example for me, at least when I feel like I've had to learn a lot of these lessons, especially on grace and forgiveness. But I'm going to use my relationship with like my family and my like siblings. I feel like a lot of the times growing up, I would get burnt. Like, and when I say burnt, like my bridge would be burnt or someone would do me wrong in my family. And I just felt like I could love them from a distance or not even, like we could end on really bad terms and get into an argument. And I would be completely fine with them not being in my life and not fixing that. And we're not supposed to be that way with our family. Obviously, maybe some situations may be different. But for me in my situation, it wasn't anything that serious where I didn't need to have a relationship with my parents or a relationship with my sister. You know, they were just burning those bridges with me. And I was kind of okay, you burn me once, you burn me twice. That's it. You're not my life anymore. I want nothing to do with you. And that's not the way that Jesus calls us to love people and Jesus calls us to do things. And I was very wrong for doing that for so many years where I didn't feel like people or I felt like people needed to earn my grace and earn my forgiveness. And that's not what the Bible says. You know, it's not something that you earn. You don't earn God's grace by doing good works. It's something that is just given when we don't deserve it. And so I feel like for so many years, instead of giving people grace and forgiveness, even when they don't deserve it, because that's what Jesus would want me to do. And that's what Jesus calls me to do as a follower of Christ. I was trying to make people deserve it. And I was letting the enemy tempt me and make me believe, or modern day society let me believe, that people need to deserve it. And that is not what the Bible says. It's the complete opposite. So let's really define, I always like to use definitions. Let's really define what is grace. And grace is best described as being given what you don't deserve versus mercy. Mercy is not getting what you do deserve, such as punishment. So, I mean, I just think that's so powerful and so beautiful. God has given us, and like I said, I don't want people to think of grace as a pass. It's a gift. It's a free gift and not a free pass. And, you know, the Bible even says this in Ephesians 2:8-9. It is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God. So right there, it says, you know, this is not something, we can't get God's grace by doing good deeds or good works to earn it. You know, we can't earn it. It's something that's given to us. And I think that that's something that we need to reflect as followers of Christ, is being graceful with people, even when they don't deserve it, and stop associating grace with deserve, or stop associating forgiveness with deserve. Because that was my, where I was messing up all the time, is I felt like people needed to deserve my grace and earn my grace. And I felt like, too, where I was also messing up is my grace and forgiveness, or my grace and forgiveness, because they kind of go hand in hand, but we're talking more about grace. My grace was limit, like it had limits. It wasn't limitless. And this is where kind of my marriage would come into play, where this was like a very rude awakening for me. You can't have limits on your grace, especially when you're married. And I think just in general, like for anybody, you can't have limits on your grace, because if that was the case, then God would have limits on his grace on us. And we know that that's not the case. God's grace is constant and it's overflowing and it knows no interruption or limit. That's what we need to reflect on our peers. And because again, we are a reflection of God's love, and the way that we represent ourselves as Christians to other people is going to be a direct reflection of him. Now, there are a couple of like tension questions, I think, that come up with grace. And one of them is like struggling to accept it. Why do we struggle to accept grace? I really struggled with accepting grace when I mess up or I would do something wrong. Like, I feel like I would be harder on myself than anyone around me. And so while I'm being hard on myself, the enemy definitely tricked me into thinking that that voice that was being so hard on myself was God, and that God was so disappointed with me, and God was disgusted by me or fed up with me, and his grace was run out, and like he'd had enough of me. And so I would have struggled to accept his grace and realize that God, like, you know, please forgive me, please forgive me, please forgive me. And I'm constantly asking him. And in reality, it was like, Bella, I've already forgiven you. Like, come on, let's put one foot in front of the other. And we've learned from this, and let's move on. You've repented from it. You've made it right. let's move on from this and let's keep going. Like, why are we still holding on to it? Why are you not accepting my grace that I'm giving you? That was such a struggle, and it still is a struggle for me, honestly, right now, because I feel like maybe I'm just not deserving or not worthy enough. And sometimes that's really just the enemy playing tricks on me whenever I do something wrong. Because at the end of the day, I'm going to mess up, and I just need to realize that as long as I'm trying my best and I'm trying my best to reflect Jesus's love and I'm trying my best to follow Jesus, I'm going to mess up, and mistakes are normal because we are imperfect people, but we need to be willing to accept God's grace. Another question I want to talk about is kind of what I touched base on earlier, is why do we still try to earn love and forgiveness? Where did this whole concept come from that we have to earn it, or that we have to make others earn it? And I struggled with that because I was always thinking that I have to earn God's love. I have to earn God's grace. I have to earn God's forgiveness. I have to do this good deed and do all of these things, or be this perfect Christian. And it was reflecting into my relationship with other people where I was making them earn my love, making them earn my forgiveness, making sure that they were deserving and making sure that they had to earn it and deserve it. And that's not what the Bible calls us to do. That's not what Jesus calls us to do. I was living in that wrong mindset, and that I feel like modern mindset. I feel like a lot of that is a very modern, woke mindset of people have to earn our love and earn our forgiveness. And if they don't, then they're like below us and they're not good enough and I'm not forgiving them. And that's not what Jesus did. Think about the thief that was on, or the criminal that was on the cross that died next to Jesus. I mean, he literally was accepted, and Jesus told him that, you know, today you'll be with me in paradise, because he had faith that Jesus was his Lord and Savior. I mean, where's the deserving there? I mean, he didn't deserve that. Just like we don't deserve it, but we get it anyway. So why are we going to sit here if we don't deserve it, and we're going to hold other people to be deserving of us, like we're the judge, when we're not? You know, we don't need to hold people to that standard when that's God's place. And it's something that I'm still having to learn and practice today, because sometimes I get frustrated with the ones that I love, and I feel like you keep, you know, doing me wrong, or you keep upsetting me or disappointing me. And it makes me feel like, you know, you're not deserving of me being here. You're not deserving of my love. And that's not how that works. That's not how Jesus would want me to do it. And it's a lot easier said than done, because trust me, it has been a struggle for me as well. But I just want to encourage you that you look so much more like Jesus in these moments, and it's so beautiful. And I can guarantee you it makes the Lord so happy. And that's what pushes me to keep going and to keep learning this concept that I'm struggling with, because I can't imagine how much joy it brings to the Lord. I think grace also has the power to really transform us. It can really transform us into how we see ourselves and how we treat others. And for me, that, and I think for a lot of other people, it set me free from shame and trying to be a perfectionist, because my gosh, I mean, I struggled and I still struggle with being a perfectionist. I mean, when I film this podcast, I literally get so mad at myself if I say a word wrong, or I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to refilm that, or I'm gonna have to edit that. And I'm like, Bella, it's not a big deal. Like, it's literally a podcast. You're not being filmed live. And even if I was being filmed live, like, who cares? Like, I'm a human being. Like, I am not perfect. But I think grace can change a lot about how you see yourself in terms of that kind of like perfectionist. It allows you to be more graceful on yourself, to give yourself a break in those times that you need it, and to accept yourself as the human being that you are, and to not put these unrealistic expectations on yourself or the weight of the world on yourself. I think grace can change a lot too about how you treat other people. And like I've kind of talked about this whole episode, me being more graceful with myself and understanding God's grace and what that entails, and how it's limitless, and how it's not something that we earn by our good works, or even something that we deserve. I started reflecting that into my relationships with other people, instead of my previous thought process of being, oh, well, it's something I have to deserve and earn. Well, no, it's not. And that started translating into my relationships with other people. So I want to ask you, I want you to think of someone in your life that you think doesn't deserve any grace, and I want you to go give that person some grace, because at the end of the day, that is what Jesus calls us to do. And I want you to go give that person some grace, or pray for that person, or make it right with that person. Who do you need to show grace today? And if that person is you that you feel like needs grace and they don't deserve it, you don't have to strive for something that's already been given to you. I just want to pray us out because I definitely want to pray over you guys or pray for anyone that maybe you might know that needs grace or if you're struggling with this concept of grace. I definitely want God to touch you or the Lord to touch you and help you realize that He is here for you and that He loves you and that He has an abundant, limitless grace to give you. Father God, we just come to you today and we are just so thankful for you, Lord, and how amazing you are to us and how graceful you are to us, God, even when we don't deserve it. And your grace is so limitless. Just like your forgiveness, you just constantly give it to us, God, and even when we don't deserve it. And we are so thankful to you, Jesus. And we are so thankful that you got up on that cross that day and died for our sins and gave us the relationship that we can have with God today and have with you, Lord. And with that salvation came grace. And we are so thankful to you, Jesus. I just pray that whoever is listening to this, if they are personally struggling with grace, Lord, that they would come to you and realize that you love them and that you have grace to give them. And it's not something that they have to earn. It's a free gift and that you are here for them, Jesus, and you love them and that your grace is not something that they have to work on earning. They just need to be true to you, Lord, and follow you and give your heart, give their entire heart to you, Jesus. They just need to follow you and have faith in you, Jesus. And I pray that if they're struggling to give someone in their life grace that maybe doesn't deserve it, I pray that they would give it to them anyways and realize that you are so graceful with us, Lord, even when we don't deserve it, and that we should share that same thing with the people around us, Jesus, even when it's hard. And when it is hard to give people grace, I pray that all of us listening would draw on you for that grace, Jesus, and that you would give us the strength for that and give us the strength to be graceful and give us the strength to be more like you, Jesus. And I pray that you would just make anyone who's listening and everyone around us and even the rest of us in the world who aren't listening give us more grace because all of us need it. And I pray that as you give it out to us, we would be giving it out to others. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I have really enjoyed this episode, you guys. I really hope that you enjoyed this episode. I hope that maybe this hit home or maybe something that you were looking for. I really hope that you enjoyed this message today. Remember always that Jesus loves you dearly. And I can't wait to see you guys on Wednesday.
Thanks for spending time with me here on Getting Comfy with Christ. I have new episodes every Wednesday and Sunday at 6 p.m. Until next time, stay rooted and comfy in Christ.